Last night, the first edition of the College Football Playoff rankings came out. And, of course, a little difference between the actual Football College Playoff rankings and the AP and coaches poll. And difference in what Vegas thinks, too. And for that aspect, we're going to bring in our expert from the desert, Mike Bernard from OTM Sports, based out in Las Vegas, Nevada. Mike, how are you doing on a Wednesday morning?
Doing well, Coach. Just getting notes and preparation ready for the big weekend.
Any big surprises from last night's rankings? I thought they're pretty accurate. I wouldn't even have been surprised to see Penn State and Alabama flip. Alabama at number 4, Penn State at number 3. I think Ohio State 1, LSU 2. I think that's pretty good. I think that's pretty dang close.
Yeah. The issue comes with 3, 4, and 5. Not that it's a big issue. We all know that this is going to sort itself out because Ohio State and Penn State play, Alabama and LSU play this weekend. One thing that some of my colleagues and I were talking about that we noticed, this is just a perception, but it seems like they put Ohio State over LSU based on the eye test. Now, we have Ohio State number 1 in our power ranking, so we're not arguing that. It's just the approach. And then they seem to put Penn State over Clemson based on resume.
When we look at resume, and I understand, I can grasp this. You look at Penn State schedule versus Clemson schedule. However, I think Clemson is actually just being punished for one game, and that's for eking out a 1-point win at North Carolina, a game that if North Carolina calls a decent play on the 2-point conversion, they probably have a chance to win. But I really think that Clemson is just really being punished for that one game.
Yeah, that's correct. And here's the thing. Clemson's going to be a 9-point favorite over Penn State on a neutral field. And I know they don't – but here, we look at it as who's going to be favored, who has the best power ranking. Right now, it's almost semantics. It's just for – it's eye candy. So they put it out there. And then it's going to play itself out. Like I said, you have these teams that are going to play each other. I will say this. As far as Clemson being 5th, that's a dream for Dabo because now he has the unintentional benefit of he's going to have no problem placing that chip on the shoulders of his players. He's already a master motivator, and he's going to use that to his advantage.
Yeah, and, you know, we waited with bated breath for these initial rankings to come out. And, of course, it means something. But at the same time, when you look at how you start and how you end, it's two totally different things. I remember there was a time, if I'm not mistaken, where Mississippi State was number 1 in the College Football Playoff rankings.
Right. But that was before they played Alabama, of course. And, of course, that didn't go so well for the Bulldogs. A couple of interesting things here. The number 1 initial team has never won at all. The number 3, which in this case is Alabama, has never even made the Final 4.
Yeah. And in the case of Mississippi State, they were ranked number 1 to begin with, and I think they ended that season with 2 losses, and they wasn't even close to being in the top 4 that year.
That's right, and it's all going to play itself out. If Clemson cannot afford a loss, so they know they have to go through that ACC schedule unscathed. They have to win the championship. They're destroying teams other than North Carolina. They're blowing teams off the field. Ohio State, Alabama, LSU, Penn State, we know what that's going to be. They're going to have to play. The winners of those big games are going to be – they're going to control their own destiny. But if Clemson wins out, they will be in the Final 4.
Yeah, and let's look at – and I'm just going to put it out there. The SEC and the Big Ten, they think the most of themselves as far as their football prowess or what have you. And they will look at Clemson, with a turned head and a sigh of their soft schedule that they have to play in the ACC. They're not playing in the Big Ten, nor are they playing in the all-omnipotent SEC. But if you look at the numbers, Mike, head-to-head tells a little bit different story, doesn't it?
Right, and I'll say this. The Big Ten East and the SEC West, they're the best divisions in all of college football, period. But for the SEC fan and Big Ten fan, they come out with these ridiculous thoughts and statements that, hey, Clemson plays in the weak ACC. Yes, the ACC is down, and Clemson is the main reason that the ACC is down, because they pummeled these former elite programs like Miami and Florida State. They've relegated those schools to also ran status. And it's also, let's take a look. You talked about head-to-head. Let's look at facts. The last two times Clemson played Big Ten schools, Ohio State in 2013 and in 2016, the Tigers won both of those games, including a 31-0 beatdown against the Buckeyes in the 16 finals. As look at their record versus SEC schools. Most people, they don't want know this, or they don't want to know it. SEC fan doesn't, but Clemson is 11-2. Their last 13 versus SEC schools, those only two losses were to Alabama in the playoffs, and both times, that was years when Alabama was eventual champion.
Yeah, they lost in the championship the first year that they played each other out in Phoenix, and then turn around and then lost in the Sugar Bowl, if I'm not mistaken, in the semifinals, correct?
Yes, and here's the thing. When I say – When we look at Clemson versus the SEC, of course, they play South Carolina every year. That's built in-state rivalry. But the other games, they're not against Vanderbilt and Tennessee. They're games against Georgia, Auburn. They did the home and away with Auburn and Alabama. I mean, they're playing – even LSU's in there. Mm-hmm. So
Texas A&M this year.
Right, home and away. They're not – look, Clemson will go out and compete. They'll play those early games. That's a little bit of a different story, a little bit of a different topic. But the SEC teams, Auburn, Alabama, LSU, they go out. Auburn scheduled home and away with Clemson. And Clemson obviously did it with Auburn. But they're not afraid to compete. That's the problem I have with Baylor's and some of the Pac-12 teams, other than Oregon and Washington. They won't go out and play those games. So you're comparing apples to oranges.
Mike, let's look at some odds as far as what you guys in Vegas think. Because right now, according to the committee, Ohio State would win the national championship if the playoffs started this week. Does Vegas look at it that way?
Pretty much, yeah. Right now, odds to win the title, and we have to remember, these odds are based off of the amount of money that comes in. So you can have a false number, so to speak, because of public sentiment. But right now, Alabama's 2-1. Most casinos, Ohio State's 2-1. Clemson's 3.5-1. LSU's 5-1. An interesting thing that we were talking to some odds makers right after the show, Alabama, Ohio State, and Clemson would be double-digit favorites over either Oregon or Utah if they were the Pac-12 champion. Right now, and I think this is a little bit of out of whack, but it's based off the public not thinking Utah or Oregon's going to get in, but Oregon, Utah, and Oklahoma are all 30-1 to win it all.
Mike, I always hear you talk about how certain teams would be a favorite over another team on a neutral field. Now, I've got to ask this question. Let's just say, point blank, does the location of the neutral field matter? In other words, is Alabama going to be more favored versus, say, a Pac-12 team in Atlanta versus playing a Pac-12 team in the Rose Bowl or in the Fiesta Bowl?
Yes. The simple answer is yes. If they were playing in New Orleans, Atlanta, anywhere that's close, Dallas, something that's easy to travel. But if they have to go out to Pasadena, as you said, or Santa Clara, those type things, it does make a difference. And I know that they're probably not going to get in. They might not even win the Pac-12, but Oregon travels very well. Utah does not have the same following. But the fact of the matter is, Alabama, they've been to these big games so often, basically for 10 years in a row, a lot of the fans just don't have the funds to go anymore.
Okay, Mike, we're going to wrap this segment up. Appreciate your time. Of course, you'll be back with us on Friday for the weekly Inside the Numbers show, and look forward to having you then. Thank you for your insight this morning.
Hey, I'm always glad to be here. Enjoy it every week.
All right, Mike Bernard, OTM Sports. We'll be right back after this quick break.